From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named the first women to cabinet-level positions. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is the country's U.N. ambassador. And charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. The 44-year-old Haley, a daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as state governor. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
The only basic comment we have is that it's heartening to see an effort to get the position of the permanent representative to the United Nations filled as quickly, or named at least as quickly as this. So that's a good sign for the future.
DeVos is chair of the American Federation for Children, a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs in the U.S., allowing students to attend private schools with taxpayer funds. The choices both require Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, in a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity following a divisive election campaign.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country.
The president-elect to be sworn into office January 20th. A prominent Sudanese rebel group has signed an action plan Wednesday with the UN to halt the recruitment of child soldiers. The Sudan People's Liberation Movement, or SPLM North, which has been fighting the government in Blue Nile and South Kordofan, has been blamed for committing grave violations against children. This is VOA News. Jerusalem's municipality has proposed building hundreds more housing units in the Ramat Shlomo settlement north of the city, the first expansion plan announced since the November 8 election of President-elect Donald Trump. It's an unwelcome development to Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti.
The declaration of the establishment of 500 new settlement units is only the beginning of a very dangerous step to legalize and build more than 30,000 new settlement units in the area of Jerusalem.
He said Israel is planning to legalize and initiate 120 new settlements. He called on President-elect Trump to tell Israel he will not support it. An unnamed UN Security Council diplomat Wednesday said China and the U.S., after extensive negotiations, have agreed to new sanctions against North Korea to curb its nuclear and missile programs. Korea Society's senior policy director Stephen Orper calls it a significant development.
It shows China and the United States moving much closer in terms of a common understanding of concerns about North Korea's rapid proliferation and rapid improvements technologically in terms of their nuclear capability.
The new draft resolution would cap North Korea's coal exports to China, Pyongyang's main trading partner, and widen the list of names of people and entities sanctioned over links with the nuclear and missile programs. The resolution could be ready for a vote as early as next week. A Chinese trade official in Washington Wednesday said his government is watching closely the trade policies that will be implemented by the incoming Trump administration. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump promised to declare China a currency manipulator and threaten punitive tariffs on exports. Shane Oliver is chief economist at the Sydney-based AMP Capital.
They've been trading with the U.S. for a long time, and they would obviously be concerned if they had punitive tariffs imposed on them, particularly if they think it's done in an unfair fashion.
China's deputy international trade minister, Zhang Xiangchun, said when Mr. Trump takes office in January, he'll be reminded the U.S. should honor its obligations as a member of the World Trade Organization. At least 22 people were killed Thursday when a section of a power station under construction collapsed in China's central Jiangxi province. Many others are believed trapped under the weight of the rubble. Rescue efforts are underway. Cameroonian security forces arrested dozens in protests over charges of discrimination aimed at the country's English-speaking minority. Clashes occurred in the northwestern city of Bamenda. At least one person reportedly has been killed. French is spoken in 8 of Cameroon's 10 regions. Asian markets were mixed in Thursday trading as investors show growing concern about the prospect of rising U.S. interest rates and a strengthening dollar. Japanese stocks, however, remain near an 11-month high. On Wall Street, stocks continue to enjoy a post-election rally. The benchmark Dow Jones average above 19,000 points. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.